Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm going to continue on with the trauma series, but I'm going to talk specifically about the different layers of trauma itself and how it infiltrates the body. So I'm going to focus this particular podcast on perceptual control, psychological warfare, how we get emotionally and psychologically abused, and how that creates the ripple effect of trauma throughout our lives in other areas. So where did this all stem from? What's happening now? There was a great question that came in through Telegram about how programming is literally infiltrating kind of everywhere and everything could become a program. And are we actually creating those programs ourselves? And it's such a fantastic question because yes. So to back up a little bit, picking up where we left off last week, I was talking about children and how children are in the trauma loop right now and how that perpetuates into our adult lives and how we actually aggregate these patterns ourselves, and then we believe them to be true for us. And then we start referencing ourselves from these trauma patterns, from this lower third meridian system of the body that holds so much of the emotional energy, because essentially this area is an extremely important area. It's a reproductive area. It holds the power to create. It's a vortice within itself, and it is very easy to hijack that part of our bodies and bypass the heart field to move directly into the brain and the perceptual control filter, which has been created not only around the planet. Like if I zoom out, I will see the planet has rings around it, like Saturn in a way, and they are control filters, not even filters per se, but almost auric fields. They're made from free will. Okay, what we believe and where we have buy-in, which is this war between science and religion, doesn't matter what we believe. We just need to believe in something that has to do with giving your power away to something else, either in your lower third through guilt, shame, fear, disempowerment, betrayal, or giving away our ideas and our emotional power to things and our perceptual power to things through what we are consuming. So it is an AI filter control. I wish I could describe it. That's why Saturn is the best way to describe it. Saturn itself used to have an Earth-like frequency and it would inhabit life like we had with water and earth and things like that until it became imprisoned as such. And that's why people are assuming, people who are reading into Earth or readers or psychics or whoever will think that this is a prison planet. Yes, to some degree, that is true. We do have free will, but we are imprisoning ourselves by giving away our power through predictive programming by what we consume. You know, Family Guy, The Simpsons, these programs that are normalizing trauma, normalizing hellacious things, pedophilia, like on The Family Guy, they're normalizing very Satanistic behavior to try to numb ourselves, to culturally numb us from the atrocity level of what this is, to normalize it so we will give our power away to that. And then when we see it in real life, we really don't have an emotional response to it. So we essentially create these perceptual control auric fields, these subcategories. It's almost like a honeycomb that happens in the brain when we create alters and abuse happens to us. We disassociate, we fragment. This is part of what I was saying on the last cast about how children or anything that is abused this level at very young ages, before the age of 5, they will go into vasovagal shock and the alters will be created like a honeycomb and different fragmented consciousnesses will be created and personalities will be created, because an amnesic sac will be created around the amygdala, the center part of the brain, that will create amnesia. So we have multiple layers of amnesia going on. We forget who we are when we come down into this reality. And then, of course, when we have abuse, we do not remember. We have blackout. We do not have recall with certain periods of our life. And I see this a lot with people who are of the age of 3 all the way to 8 years old. We will not have memory of what happens to us because the soul will leave the body. There will be trauma in the brain. The brain will fragment. It will go into something called alters. And it's like a honeycomb shape when I see this in sessions. And a different version of you will create or will have, let's say, experienced the trauma. And then it will move that consciousness into a different alter. And then let's say a trigger word, okay, will be used to summon that personality to come in and experience more abuse. That's why in BDSM, there's a safe word because it's actually very traumatic. So you have safe words and then you have trigger words that are used a lot in CIA level programming. And a lot of this had to come from Project Oak Tree, Project Paperclip, the Monarch Project, on and on and on, that were deeply, especially after World War II, where they were taking children, also soldiers, prisoners of war, and the Nazi regime, any kind of Reich at that point, Second, Third Reich, would do very high level psychological experimentation on children and above to test the level of abuse, to see where their, let's say, thresholds were. Then from there, they created a sequence, and that sequence has been slowly infiltrated into programming over time through political agenda and this very nefarious consciousness that's coming in, this dark Draco sociopathic parasite. It's a parasitic type of consciousness. It cannot sustain itself. It has to have energy to sustain itself. Call it a Luciferian consciousness or a hell realm or demon or whatever. All of that is just versions of saying the same thing. It is a shadowed version of essentially the reflection of the darkness and the level of self-hatred that humanity currently runs that is being reflected back to us. This is essentially keeping Earth into a constant state of war. And there's been wars for thousands of years and they go in cycles. And from my perspective, at least worth where I'm at now, we have already won. The win is already here. We are already in a winning state. It's just playing out in real time, and we are bearing witness to that. And it is an extraordinary time to be alive as a volunteer to come and not only buoy ourselves and clear our own patterns, but help Earth and witness her do it and be a conduit for that type of evolution. And we can do it. We have lost our humanity against each other in a way because we have given up our perceptual control. This is what psychological warfare is all about. So first you separate people from each other, then you create deep state levels of war and dehumanization, defragmentation, okay? Then you have us deciding that we want to be at war with each other. And then you normalize that to such a degree that the nervous system is such in a constant state of stress that we are always in fight or flight or absolute fawn. So they want to create a destabilization state, a state of chaos. And that when we're in chaos, we're not in our bodies, we're not in tune with who we are, and we certainly aren't trying to reclaim our sovereignty. That is not even a thing when we are this disenfranchised and disassociated, literally collectively DID from each other. So psychological warfare, which is, again, the layer that I'm going to talk about now, abuse happens in several different layers. And if it resonates with you, go to the shop in a week and pick up the Super Freaky Yoga on Body Trauma Part 1. It was a fantastic class, and there was a very specific grid system that was created, and a lot of people got a lot out of it. It was very intense, and I suggest that for anybody who feels in resonance with that. However, moving on to the psychological warfare sequence. So what happens is, again, through predictive programming, it will normalize what this consciousness that's coming in and working through people will normalize disassociation. It will normalize satanistic, ritualistic behavior and anything that's going to bypass the heart, anything that's, like, again, ritualistic in nature that has to do with a sacrifice. They will normalize these things and push the edge around what we tolerate all the way down to symbols, embryology, the idea of emblems. Okay, everything from this consciousness speaks in emblems and codes, and everything is a secret handshake. They're working through against symbols, gestures, and it all comes down really to bloodline and what your bloodline actually holds and the ability that you have. The CIA knows this, which is why these different projects, Project Paperclip, for example, was so important and viable, because essentially World War II didn't end the way we thought it did. Although we thought we won, what happened was there was actually a retreat of the Nazi regime. All of the Reichs retreated, and then they hid themselves essentially in South America and as separate parts of Europe, and took the best scientists and the best thinkers and basically got them on a contract, very long contract. If not, they were completely, the emergence of the MK Ultra program happened from all of this experimentation. That's essentially what America is. It's a big playground for this, I don't want to say elite, but this consciousness that's running through the 0.2% that is creating this very nefarious agenda that's trying to sustain itself, that is being propelled by very, very dark levels of Satanistic darkness, very dark levels of darkness, essentially. And even if I look at it, which is horrifying for some, but it is just incredibly dense and so enslaved by its lack of awareness and so enslaved by itself. It is tremendously, enormously huge, at least in terms of visual, and it is completely chained. Just anything you can think of in terms of just a hell realm is what this consciousness is basically living in at all times. So I'll come back to the perceptual control bit in a second, but just to give you some mechanics of what happens when you actually are running this level of darkness, for people who want to know about karmic retribution and what happens to really bad people when they do horrible shit, they go down into a very, very low realm in a part of inner earth, and they have to collect enough energy either through nefarious means, so they stay in that perpetual hell realm for eternity in perpetuity, essentially, or they will start to work their way back up just to try to get back into a third dimensional experience and then ascend from there. It is a very long, dark, heavy road. There are obviously rule sets for these types of folks who cross karmic lines, and you cannot, let's say, get away with breaking this kind of spirit, quote unquote, spiritual law or the law of the one for very long. That will come back always, and it will seek to equal itself, harmonize itself, balance itself, etc. You cannot take energy knowingly, unknowingly for very long without that coming with some sort of debt. Okay, by debt, I mean there is such a deficit or a heaviness with the set of patterns that it will cause you to have an incredibly dense experience all the time. So perceptual control, which through psychological warfare happens malignantly, like narcissism, for example, or through psychological abuse where you're constantly criticized, or you will, let's say, be undermined, or there will be such severe level of emotional avoidance and emotional unavailability that you are left with a tremendous vacancy inside of yourself, that it becomes really, really hard to fill that with something else. So we will fill that with perfectionism, we will fill that with performance, and we will attempt to fill that with spiritual means or things that are not great for us, sex addictions, numbing out, social media, avoiding growing up, right? Having to kind of do adult things, or we will become so extremely over-responsible and overburdened that we lose the joy, we lose the fun in life, we lose our access to our heart space knowingly. We will actually give that up. The reason why we are so valuable as humans, our genetic bloodline, is because we have the spark of the creator within us, and we have that, and it is so divine, and we have the capacity to self-source. We can be self-sustaining. We don't need anything to, let's say, evolve and buoy ourselves. We were already a vortice. They are hiding intentionally the mechanics of spirituality, the mechanics of ascension, and the mechanics of raising consciousness. by way of just gaslighting the entire spiritual community and then booing the science community and only rewarding materialist or material physics. So the spiritual community will gaslight itself in a way, and then the science community will gaslight itself also by what they're both are not admitting to each other, essentially, that you can't do one without the other. And those who are becoming privy to that and can explain that and embrace that without getting defensive, which I've had to kind of learn how to evolve myself into that place also, because it's just so frustrating, really start to kind of cut through. And it's not one or the other, it's both and. And we've been so deeply amnesiaed from that because it's not taught anywhere. So the mechanics of consciousness and the mechanics of becoming more aware and how to navigate the dimensional arts should be fundamental teaching, but there's a reason why that's not taught to us. So because we have the spark of the creator and we have the ability to create, we are very valuable. We are a battery. We are energy that can sustain itself in perpetuity, and we have access to an innate and perpetual level intelligence. That intelligence is constantly psyching and learning from itself because we are a fragment and a reflection of the divine. That is very, very enticing for something with that level of darkness. And it will come through AI. It will come through with your programming. It will come through frequency. It will come through audio, it will come through festivals. Anything to harvest energy at scale is very interesting for this type of consciousness. It has to work very efficiently. It's kind of this last ditch effort with what we're seeing. It's getting very sloppy. We've seen this the last decade. 2020 was a big, let's say, visionary shift. Okay, 2020, perfect vision kind of thing. There was no accident why everything happened around that time. The Great Awakening at some point was what that period was called, but is already here. It's already been happening. We've already known this for a very long time. So it's coming through programming, and perceptual control will be a program that literally runs in your subconscious mind on a loop. Okay. It literally will run on a loop, and it will seek to feed itself. Sometimes I've seen them in a phantom, holographic, actually parasitic looking shape. And so that will come from, let's say, like a porn addiction or something that has a lot of shame or a deep-rooted trauma that's holding onto the emotion of keeping you in a perpetual state of shame. Or it will come through something of feeling the need of feeling deeply recognized, of wanting to be recognized so deeply that you will, let's say, abandon yourself perpetually in order to have somebody give you the accolade to see you, right? To give you the accolade you deserve, to see you for who you are. And then that will essentially debilitate, keep you so focused on performing that it will debilitate your access to source and therefore yourself. So perceptual control is very insidious. And like I said, it's very malignant and has manifested into all these different iterations of narcissism and iterations of gaslighting. And through our political systems, virtually every single system, including the spiritual community, has been infiltrated with some level of programming that's dissolution of self-based programming, best way I can describe it. And even those who are working with frequency work, who are reading, who are doing energy work, who are working on other people, which again was my reluctancy for so long because the field was so distorted. Even the way I'm working is wildly changing, like minute by minute by minute. But if you don't have someone who can see your blind spots, it's going to get very messy. And the most insidious I've seen is those who are working with ET alien level technology, because they will create this type of consciousness, will AI project itself through an alien type quote unquote consciousness that will provide a lot of technologies, a lot of, let's say, instant healings for some people that will eventually just revert back to what they already knew because it was a false program or a false light program. So anyone who's working, who has any type of platform right now that isn't clean, is harvesting energy at this point because they're operating off of a consciousness that is really, really distorted. It's very old, it's very infiltrated, and it's very distorted. And they're at such a level now, and they've already agreed to all these things, and they've built out and they've sold out all these programs that they cannot stop and they can't back down. And the moment you are with somebody who cannot stop, or you're following somebody who cannot stop at all, that is a very clear indicator that they are siphoning energy. Energy siphoning is very sneaky, and it is very covert. it's becoming extremely savvy because, again, anything that I'm doing, anything that's of the light, it is all transparent above the veil, and most people are operating in the lower fourth. This is where this consciousness is living. They're living in the astral fourth and the inner earth as well, kind of everywhere, but primarily stationed there within these sticky layers between each dimension, and it is spiritual filthiness. Basically, it's kind of can get very filthy. That's just something to be mindful of. Perceptual control can happen with emotionally abusive parents. It can happen in emotionally abusive relationships. It can happen with friendships that are constantly trying to undermine you and compete. It can happen in sibling dynamics also, toxic family systems. It can happen in work environments that are becoming very toxic. Notice work environments that are perpetually pandering to the toxic woke agenda right now to dehumanize people and break the family up and separate the family from each other. That is not an accident. That is indoctrinated programming. Look at the extremism from religion, forcing you to believe something. If you believe something that deeply, besides your own knowing and what you know to be true for yourself and your own intuition, that is creating an auric field, essentially a program that builds upon itself based on those that give it energy. This is basically what we're living in. We're living in a deeply dualistic, polarizing experience where programs are dismantling as much as new programs are being built based on what we give our energy to. And they create rings around the brain like Saturn. And essentially we are walking around running programs that aren't ours. And we are giving things our power that we don't even realize that we are. And we are being triggered by our children. We are being children by everyone around us. And we are waking up to a life that we created when we are asleep. And we're like, holy fuck, what do I do now? And the good news is the fact that you woke up, because it's sticky for a minute and then it opens up and you pick up enough momentum to get through those layers. I can't say this enough. You know, I'm a conduit for this work, but it's the only work that I have ever found that I have fine-tuned and I'm still fine-tuning and honing in on and deeply committed to, because it's who I am as a person and what I have come here to do. But something, find something you can stick with, whether or not it's listening to these podcasts and getting the frequency of them, amazing. Whether or not it's dropping into the super freak work and doing that as long as you can and as consistently as you can, then do that. But whatever you do, do it consistently. And if you feel the benefits from it, double down on it, because the waves that are coming in are so intense, they will buoy you into yourself and you will come back into union with yourself, which is absolutely required for all the things that you want to create in your life. Moving through the trauma, understanding why trauma happens at a deeper level, navigating the emotional body, that is something that consciousness like in non-human consciousness that would run through an alien frequency doesn't have an emotional body. They don't understand emotions. They do not have an emotional body. I actually went through this myself. Emotions are not helpful. They are instructive. But if you start to look at emotions as being a complete and total pain in the ass, you will create wild amounts of workarounds. And then those who are becoming overly emotional are filled up. That's an indicator that your emotional body is just overflowing, and you need an energy clearing, right? You need a frequency clearing to clear the energy body out. And you can do that through intention. You know, get into a salt bath and say, you know, I command that by the highest expression of myself, connected only to pure source, that my energy body be cleared out. Grab a super freaky meditation on shop and use that specific, let's say, command or intention through will, thought, action with clearing out the emotional body. But just notice that those who aren't necessarily extremely, extremely emotional or overly, overly, quote unquote, neutral, if you feel that they are in touch with their emotional body or their emotional system and how they're using emotions to navigate, if they're navigating through the emotional body as a filter, or if they're still being very highly triggered through the emotions. It's just something to notice and notice for yourself, because neutrality is the game, right? But we also are human and we want to use the empathy that we have to continue to connect with one another. So trauma happens to us because for most of us, we need to override. Okay, we've come here to move ourselves out of that loop and that looping in general. And also we have come here to transcend abuse and victim and lack and shame patterns and essentially just generational shit that we came in here with that we weren't aware of. It's a beautiful time to be able to do this. I know that it doesn't feel that way, but this is also just notice what you are attracted to, notice what you watch and what you're watching, and notice that everything, absolutely everything, especially that's coming out of Hollywood, is all a ritual. It is absolutely all a ritual. And you can start to see that studio stars, in quotes, are made, and they are made with doing very specific movies that become a sort of ritual. Okay, it'll be the emasculation of men, or it'll be putting more effeminate men in positions where they are to be chosen. They are the holy one. Look at Dune, for example. There's very explicit subliminal messaging in that movie. And maybe I'll do another podcast on that, like subliminal messaging in Hollywood movies kind of thing. But just notice that everything at this point becomes a ritual. Brokeback Mountain, for example, was not an accident, okay? The idea of normalizing and starting to really turn up the volume on what our tolerances are, especially going into theaters to see these things, the frequency of all those things, that whole sequence of going in and getting your ticket, concession, finding your seat, and then the active programming that is in all of the previews before you actually get to the film is not an accident. They're putting you in a constant state of beta. And then you kind of sit back and relax, and then you enjoy the movie, which is a theta state, so they can program you. None of that is an accident. So again, all of this is here as information to help you on your journey to awakening. It's helping you to learn more about yourself along the ride. And in part three, I will continue into the different layers of trauma programming throughout the body. All right, y'all. See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.